A life well lived. Back to everyday concerns like emergency traffic. Ricky Meese, tell us about 15. The latest?
Three left lanes still closed, three right lanes open. Three left lanes open, three right lanes closed. Sorry about that, folks. Southbound traffic, I-15, is come to a standstill due to this crash with possible injuries involving multiple vehicles just before 5300 South. You've got a parking lot back to the I-80-201 interchange. You need to think ahead and try to exit off of southbound I-15 and use an alternate route. Now, so far, the side streets, 7th East State Street, 7th West Redwood Road, not too bad right now, including I-215 West Belt if you're headed southbound. So those are open for traffic. But remember, right now, with this crash blocking three lanes of southbound I-15 in Murray and the delays that continue to grow, it's going to take you anywhere from 35 to maybe up to 50 minutes just to get through that stretch from South Salt Lake to Murray. Michelle?
Yes, I-15 is not looking good in either direction. Northbound, there's a wreck about 4900 South. You'll hit those delays just past the I-215, I-15 interchange, so you'll probably want to use an alternate to go north as well. Now, looking to Midvale, there's a little bit of slowing through there, but Utah County, both directions I-15, is still looking very good, Mark.
Well, it was emergency traffic for a good minute or so up at the north end, 215. It looks like northbound, just prior to 700 North, we had a spin out over on the left side. Either the traffic has been cleared or the delays have all of a sudden improved back from I-80. You also have a case, a traffic trooper that says in Weber County, I-15 on the northbound side of the freeway at Roy, very heavy fog, so please take it easy. And then 27th Street and Adams Avenue in Ogden, a police situation there in the intersection. Please avoid it on the drive if you can. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.